Support for Food for Thought comes from Snout Lube by DeGroot. Snout Lube, for a prettier proboscis. Okay, Nancy, so what's the story? All of a sudden, everybody discovered that there is such a thing as putting stuff between two slices of bread. Everyone's doing articles about sandwiches these days.
I'm looking at this week's Seattle Weekly, the city's best sandwiches. The New York Times had a killer special issue, the sandwich issue.
Yeah,
even Bethany Jean Clement in the Seattle Times was writing about the best chicken sandwiches in Seattle that aren't Chick-fil-A. So anyway, what do you think about this?
I think that the best sandwiches are the ones you make at home. There's no reason in the world why any normal human being cannot make a sandwich as good as anything that you would go to a store and buy.
I don't know about that, Stein, because last week I was in Kirkland, and I went to this place called the Aria Food and Bakery. It's a Persian bakery that makes Persian pizzas, Middle Eastern pizzas, as well as sandwiches, and they make their own flatbread there. I had the Salad Olivier, and the Salad Olivier is a wonderful sandwich schmear. Picture a cross between chicken salad, potato salad, and egg salad, all mixed together. And this is a type of salad that I've loved for many years, but I've never had it on fresh baked bread. They have this wonderful oven there with this gorgeous flatbread with seeds on top, and it's just rolled together. And I think it cost me like less than $6. So what about you? What's your at-home go-to sandwich?
Well, the general sandwich that I make is usually a ham and cheese on rye with mayo. One of the ones that I have always loved is the old New York sausage and pepper sub, which I've always made with whole sausages because that's the way I seem to remember getting them way back in the dim history. But looking at the New York Times article about all the different sandwiches, I clicked on sausage and peppers, and they were suggesting get the sausage out of the casing and just cook it up loose, you know, just in chunks. And I thought, what a great idea. Of course, because you can pack it in much more densely into the hollowed out sub bread, and it's a lot easier to eat that way. So from now on, that's the way I'm making my sausage and peppers.
You know, one of the things that I've read in a lot of these different stories about it, and I agree with, is it just depends on what kind of bread you use. And as much as I love the wonderful Seattle bakeries that have terrific, hard, crusty breads, I too really like a lot of the soft stuff.
Commercial French white soft sandwich.
Absolutely.
Though, right? Yeah. And, you know, for some kinds of sandwiches, like barbecue pork sandwich, the only thing that you can use is just white sliced sandwich bread. Anything else is gilding the lily.
Well, speaking of gilding the lily, I always like to put some kind of interesting homemade pickles, like your friend Andrea Wynn's.
Andrea Wynn's banh mi's. I've been making a lot of them as well, yeah.
But I'm talking about the wonderful pickle recipe we've talked about before. That tastes good in any kind of sandwich. But, you know, even something as simple as a ripe avocado or a schmear of pesto or just a little bit of very good olive oil will really kick a sandwich up.
Well, you know what I saw DeGroote do yesterday? Some hummus as a spread on the bread on a salami sandwich. And I took a bite. It was really good that way.
Another great idea, just like baba ganoush. Like, I love a piece of eggplant on a sandwich, but you can just spread some baba.
We ought to hear from the punters about their favorite sandwiches and any sandwich tips anyone might like to share.
From restaurants or what you make at home. With KPLU's Dick Stein, I'm Nancy.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I'm a sandwich, Leeson.